Und mit dem Gimmel und mit Bey, wir beide Mischne. Sagt der Mischne, Abo Achim, Nesuim Arba Noshim. There are four brothers which married four women. The Gemara says later, Abo Mei Achim, there are four other brothers. That means there was more brothers. But four brothers had married four women, Umeiso. And now these four brothers died. Im rotso ha-godl shebehem liyabim eskulam. If the godl wants to be miyabim all four women, harshus biyodai. He's permitted to do this. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. Misha yonosui l'shtei noshim, a person who was married to two women, umeis, and he died. It is not necessary to be yabim both, or to give chalitza to both, but the yibum or chalitza of one will part of the other tzara. Hoysa achas kisheira v'achas psula. Now one of the two wives was kosher lekuhune, and the other wife was posel lekuhune, she was a grusha from before. So the Mishnah says, Im hoya chaylitz, if he's going to give chalutza, chaylitz le psula, so he should give chalitza to the psula. That means give the chalitza to the grusha, because the grusha saiva sai posel lekuhune, so by giving chalitza, you pasel her lekuhune, so why should you pasel a woman that is kosher lekuhune, let her be able to be married, to marry a kohen? So if you're giving chalitza side aside, chalitza lipsula, so give chalitza to the grusha. If he wants to be miyabim, miyabim l'ksheira, then he could be miyabim to the kosher. Let us see Rashi. Hoysa achas ksheira l'kune, ba'achas psula, kigoyin shenizgar shomi ishacha. In bo yovam lachloitz, chalitz lepsula. If he wants to give chalitza, he should give chalitza to the psula. V'layivse lasak sheira lekuni. He shouldn't passel through his chalitza to give chalitza to the ksheira. He's passing chalikune. The layish bach adam mei boirai v'acherim tzrichim lehem. The Gemara says this lotion. A person should not spill out mayim from a boir. He has sufficient water. He doesn't need this mayim. But v'acherim tzrichim lehem. Even though he doesn't need the water, but others would need it. So the same thing, even though it doesn't make any difference to him, but by giving chalitza to the ksheira, so the kahanim are going to lose from this. Zok the Gemara, Arbo Achim Salke Daitoch, it says, Arbo Achim Nesuim Arbo Noshim Umei, so it seemed there were only four brothers, and they died, so who's going to be miyabim? Elaima arbo meyachim. Four of the brothers. That means there were more brothers. Rashi arbo achim salkadaita. Even though I have el dalid, there were only four brothers. Vekulon meisu, kdiktoni meisu, man miyabim. Who's going to be miyabim? The four wives. So the Mishnah says he's permitted to be miyabim all four wives. So the Gemara asks, Bishof Kilei, we permit him to do such a thing? Basanya, we learned in Abaraisa, V'koro lo yizikne iroi, Hein v'lo yishluchon, V'dibru eilo. And when a person is eilo lebezden, so they speak to him. V'lamed shemesiyin lo yitza higenis lo. They tell him an eitz again, Shimho Yehu Yeled V'hi Zekeine, if the Yavam was young and the Yavama was old, or Hu Zakein V'hi Yalda, Oimrim Loi, Malacha Eitz Yalda, Malacha Eitz Zekeina, Klach Eitz Shekamo Yischo, V'atachnis K'tote B'veisocha, that means that Bezin speaks with him, they tell him practical eitzes, why should you have problems, Shalom Bayis problems. So, this is an eitzah to marry four women, to have four wives. It's a merdik expense. Who could afford to have four wives? So the Gemara answers, Leitzricha de'efshalay. Speaking about a person who's an osher, and he has enough money to support four wives.
So therefore, the Mishnah says he can marry four wives.
So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so how do you get the magic number of four?
Yochi afilotuva nami.
I mean, you're speaking about a person who's those problem of money. So the Mishnah says,
four wives he should marry.
More than four wives he shouldn't marry. Why not? He can marry as many wives as he wants.
So the Gemara says, Eitze Teve kamash malon.
No, the Mishnah is telling us an Eitze Teve,
Dalet in Tveiloi, he shouldn't marry more than four wives,
ki heiche de nimtaya oina b'chodesh.
That with each wife, al kaponim, once a chodesh,
he should be mekaya mitzvahs oina with each wife.
Now, let us see Rashi.
So Rashi says, v'shavkinelei b'tamiya, v'bemei yefaunis kulon, how will be mefaunis all four wives? Evshalai, Shaoshahu, he's a wealthy person, Biyochal Zain, and he can support them. So the Gemara says, the Inyan of four is, he should be Makarim Oino Bechaydish. Oino shall Talmud Chochim, me Erev Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. The Oino of a Talmud Chochim is once a week, me Erev Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. Bezehu Asher Piriyoi Yitain Beitoi Beksubis. So Memele, that's how much he's a Talmud Chochem. So he's Mishabed himself to each wife once a week. So Memele will come out with this Seder, so each wife on Koponim will, there'll be an Oina once a month. Bezer Shepirya Yitem Be'ite Beksubis. The Moti L'chol Choda Oina B'chaydish. So the Ritva explains as follows, that the Emerson, what is Pshat, the Moti L'chol Echad Oina B'chaydish? That means if a person marries, if a woman marries a Talmud Chochem, so the Shibud is al Talmud Chochem, is the Shibud is B'chol Leil Shabbos. That's the Chiyav Oina, not once a Chaydish. So what is Pshat in this? So the Ritva says, the Emerson, he wasn't Meshabit himself for anything. Because this is Isha Hiknaloi Min HaShemayim. So Memele, that means if a person would marry four wives, it'd be a different story altogether. He marries four wives, then he's Mechuyiv to each wife, the Chiyiv Oine, that he's Mechuyiv to. He's Mechuyiv to all four, the same Chiyiv, and there wouldn't be such a halache of Oine Par Machas Mechuyivs. But he did not marry any of them. Isha hiknaloi min ha-shamayim. So since it's Isha hiknaloi min ha-shamayim, so he has no chiyuvim whatsoever. So me'iker adin, if it would come out, he'd be miyabim eight wives, so it'd be once and two chadoshim. There's no chiyuv on him to be mashlim adin oina because it's Isha hiknaloi min ha-shamayim. But the Mishnah is telling us an eitzah toivah. The Tosfos Shontev explains that once a month, he tells to a Gemara that a Talmud Chochem is permitted to leave the house for a month to go learn without rishus. Because it seems a month a wife could be saved without a husband. And if a month passes by without a husband, she's mitztayel. So the Mishnah is telling us, even though May Iker Hadin, there's no Chiyuvei Oina, there's no Shir Chiyuv Oina on him, since it is a Isha Hiknaloi Min HaShemayim. But the Mishnah is telling us an Eitzah Toivah Kamash Malon that he should not be Miyabim more than four wives if his intentions is only once a week to be Mekayim Mitzvah Oina like a Talmud Chochim, because then the wives will be mitzvah. So this is the Eitzah Toivah Kamash Malon. Daladin Tveilo, ki heichadin nimtayu oina b'chodesh. We yet further in the Mishnah, Misha yenosui shtei noshim. So the Mishnah says that he's miyabim chebiyoso chilitzoso shalachas mem peitores saros. So the Gemara asks, uniyabim litavayu. Why is it that way? That you may have a money that's sufficient. B'chayda should be a din yibum on each one of them. Omar Rabchiyah bar Abba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Ko,
Asher lo yivne es beis ochiv, bayis echad hu boine, bayne boine shnei batim. The chiv is to be boine one bayis. So memela, that's why you're not miyabim both tzoras. V'nach lo yitzletavayu, so let's say give chalitza to both. Omar mazutre bartuvye omakro, beis chalut sanal. Bayis echadu chaylitz, vein chaylitz shnei batim. So the Gemara asks further, on the yabim lechode v'nach lo yitzletavayu. So the Gemara asks, let's be miyabim one, and give chalitza to one. That's true. The Pasuk says you don't give yibum to both, and you don't give chalitza to both, but give yibum to one and chalitza to the second one. Amakro im lo yachpoitz. The Pasuk says, im lo yachpoitz, if he doesn't want to make yibum, he makes chalitza. But it would seem och of it, but if he would want to make yibum, yiyabim, he could make yibum. So you learn that from over here. Kol ha'oyla liyibum, oyla lechalitza. Kol she'ein oyla liyibum, ein oyla lechalitza. The Ritva says, it's very interesting, we have to dach mem dalet, and the Gemara now brings down this drasha. We knew this drasha long, kol ha'oyla liyibum, oyla lechalitza. So the Ritva says, the Gemara's machadish, that I would think each one is called Oyla Liyibim, because Peshas Nefila, you could be Miyabim, each one. So each one is called Oyla Liyibim. So the Gemara is Machadish, no, Peshas Chalitza, you have to be Oyla Liyibim. It's not sufficient Peshas Nefila, you have to be Oyla Liyibim. Peshas Chalitza, you have to be Oyla Liyibim. And Peshas Chalitza, she is not Oyla Liyibim. Why? Because since it's Miyab a month, and that is a halacha of Bayis Echad Ubeine, Reine Beine Shteibat. Then the Gemara says, another reason we don't make Yibum on one, and make Chalitz on the other one. Shalayimru Bayis Miktsosoi Bonoi Umiktsosoi Chalitz. People shouldn't say that you have a bias, mitzvahs is bonoi, mitzvahs cholitz. So the Gemara asked, v'yoimru, and if they say it, I mean, my rash. Well, let them say, bias, mitzvahs is bonoi, mitzvahs is cholitz. So the Gemara says, ein hachanami, ide miyabim bohodo cholitz. You're right. If we could have, we could be assured that he'll make yibum on the first one and chlitz on the second one, ochinami. But if they'll get out into the world, you can make miktsosei boni, miktsosei cholitz, so people will know the difference. If it's miktsosei cholitz, miktsosei boni will also be good. And then we come lai belayivne. And then it's like, oi belayivne. The Eima, now the Gemara asks further, why is the halacha that if a person has two wives, you give chalitza, or you make yibum with one of them. And we said, bayis echad hu boine, vein boine shtei batim. Maybe pshat in the pasuk is that when there's only one bayis, then there's a din binyan. But when there's two batim, there's no din binyan whatsoever. So maybe you shouldn't need anything. Ve'eme ki ikechad, there's only one isha, there's one bayis, tiskayim mitzvah yibum. Ki ika tarti, if there's two batim, loy tiskayim mitzvah yibum. Maybe that's pshat the drosha. Not that you can't be miyabim both. If there's two, there's no din of yibum. Ve'eme boine, there's no din binyan on shtei batim. In Cain, so the Gemara says, if that is so, that when there's two noshim, there's no mitzvah of yibum, is tzoras erve da'osa rachman olamali. So why did the Torah have to tell us that you can't be miyab matzoras erve? If the din is when there's two noshim that fall a yibum, there's no mitzvah of yibum, so be'eretz tzoras erve, there's two noshim. So why do you have a special halacha matzoras erve? If you tell me every two noshim there's no mitzvah of yibum and chalitza, erve mi boy, so if it's a tzores erve mi boy,
So the Gemara says, Amodiketaretz, Alam Aloy, no, Takert, two women, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. But it's the Rechinira Pasik to tell me that at Tzoras Elve, there's also no mitzvah of Yibum. Because Salke Daita Chamina Elve Avroi Kaima, Punfakel. Because the Elve is standing on the outside, the Elve doesn't follow Yibum. So by the Erevin, there's no two women falling Le'ibim. There's one woman falling Le'ibim. So for Kert, I would think you should be Miyabim her. It is Yabim Tzoros, and I think there's a mitzvah Yibim on the Tzore. K'mash Melon Da'asire. So we're back to Akashim. Maybe the Miyat of Ba'isecha Dubayne Be'ne Be'ne Shtei Batim is coming to tell us that is no mitzvah of Yibum by Shtaibatim. So after Kashas, the Gemara answers, Ala Yevimtoi, Yevimtoi Riba. This, it says, the next to Yevimtoi, so that's Marbe, that when there's two batim, there's also a mitzvah of Yibum. In Shan the Posik is, you're not buying it two batim, but there's a Chiyah Binyan Al Kaponim and what? Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Niyabim lechoda bereshe, let's be Miyabim one, bohoda nachleitz lechoda, we'll give chalitza to the second one. So the Gemara says, Koshayna oile lebezn leyibum, she'ene zekuke leisyabim, derachmone potre dechsives beis ochiv, baisachod uboine veloishne batim, eine oile lechalitza. So that is why you don't give chalitza to the second one. L'davayni, there's two things I don't understand in this Rashi. Kol sheina oile lebezdin liyibum. Since when do you need bezdin for yibum? Kol sheina oile lebezdin liyibum. Then Rashi is so meirdik marich over here. Kol sheina oile lebezdin liyibum. She'ein os kuke liyishyabek. Rachmane potro. Rashi Psazoi is saying a lot of Lashonis over here. Al Kaponim, so what the Gemara says, if he gave Yibum to one, so Memele, so then the second one is Nailele Yibum, and Memele, so it's not Ailele Chalitza. Alom Aloy, so then the Gemara asked, let us say from the Pesach by Isaac, Dubayne, Vayne, Bayne, Shtei Batim, that there's no mitzvah of Yibum if there's two batim. So the Gemara says, if that is the case, why do you need a pasuk to tell us that Tzoros Elvi and not Miyam? So Moses says, Alom Aloy Bit Miya, Kloima, V'ish Tei Batim Ba'alma Pture, Mila Yitzach Lameise, Mila Yitzach Lameise Tzoros Elvi, V'itzach, you do need it. Salke daita hamine erve avroi kaime, that the erve standing on the outside, she's not falling libum, v'loiram yekame, v'havi lo tzoroso, this is missing a hey, v'havi lo tzoroso bayis echo, so then the tzor is one bayis, but it's yabim. Kemash melon, that a tzor is erve, there's no din yibum. Kan shon a rabbi ve mishne zul la man a rabbi lo yish pachadam me bayre ba khayrim tsikhim la Farasi Taisvis un yabim le khode ve nachleit le khode de gemar esta kashe that we should make yibum to one and we should give chalitza to the second one amakro im lo yachbet Is svarim the garsi mekami hochi, were svarim that have a girse before this kashe, the Bach brings down the girse, that the Gemara is a different kashe. V'nachloitz lechode, uniyabem lechode. Let's give chalitza to one and yibum to the second one. O makro asher lo yivne. You can't give yibum to the second one, kivin shaloi bone shuv lo yivne. So memele, so that's the girsa. Then the Gemara says, "Faker, so give yibum first, and then chalitza." And then the Gemara says, "And that is not oilo liyibum." The nire the loygar sinan like. So Tosfos says that we're not goyris this first girsa that the Gemara's kasha was she give first chalitza and then yibum, and the teretz is you can't give yibum but to the second one because it says lo yivya. The lo tzarich kala hachid. You don't need a posik lo yivne to tell us you cannot be miyabim the second one. Why? The kivin the chalitz lechode. Since you give chalitza to one, yevshel liyabim shniye, she can't be miyabim the second one, kivin dein oyle lechalitza. Because it's not oyle lechalitza, kida'om alel dein echeilet shnei batim. So memele, so if you're goyris, the way the Gemara is, the way this girsa was, the Gemara asked Akasha, give chalitza to one, and give him to the second, and the Gemara said, it's lo yivne. So I need lo yivne to tell me that there's no mitzvah of yibum on the second one. So Taisha says, we can't be goyris, because you don't need a lo yivne to tell me this. I can figure it out without a lo yivne. Because since I have a drosha by Yisrachad u'chaylitz v'ynechaylitz shnei batim, so I know that the second, the tzore is not oyle l'chalitze, so I have a klal, kol she'ene l'chalitze, ene oyle l'yibu. The Bichas Avram asks, where did Tosfos get this klal? This is very interesting. Tosfos just was machadish, a drosha, kol she'ene oyle l'chalitze, ene oyle l'yibu. The drosh of the Gemara, it seems that's lying in the posik. Im lo yachpoitz, if he doesn't want to make yibum, he comes and makes chalitza. So there it seems, but if he wanted to, he could have made yibum. Tosfos says the drosh works for kertol. So you have to know how, where Tosfos got is that the drosh works for kertol. About kaponim. That is Shitas HaTosfos. So if there is a fakel to drosha, so then you can't be geiris the Gemara. You don't need a lo yivne to tell me that you cannot be chaylitz the first and maybe yavim the second. Without lo yivne, I can figure it out. It's ein oylo chalitz, ein oylo leyibim. The oydin and Tosfos is another kasha. Without this drosha of ein oylo chalitz, ein oylo leyibim. No, the einay oil, the einay chaylitz l'shnei batim mashme dashniye muteres l'shut p'veloy klu. So Tosfos says this drosh alone, bayis echad hu chaylitz, bayinay chaylitz shnei batim, means that there's no need to be chaylitz shnei batim. Chaylitz is a poiter. So it says, bayis echad hu chaylitz. You have to be chaylitz one bayis. Ve'ein ei chaylitz shnei batim. There's no need to be chaylitz two batim. So if there's no need to be chaylitz two batim, so in other words, so she's muta l'shuk. So how could Yeske Kasha be miyabin the second one? And the voice to bring apostolic lo yivne. So for the Tosfos says, al kochach, we have to be meichik this girsa. The Ritva says, because of such a kashi, you're not meichik the girse. The Ritva wants to say, could be pshat and posik is, bayis echad u chaylitz, you can be chaylitz one bayis, but you cannot be chaylitz two batim. That means, chalitz can take care of one bayis. It can't take care of both batim. You have to do something else with the other bayis. Chalitz is a poiter, but it only helps for one bayis. If there's two batim, you have to do something else. So that's in Moist Akasha, so Techlitz Chode, and Miyabim Chode, and the Gemayan says, oh, that is a din of Layivne. Well, Kapanim, we have an interesting machloikis, how to translate, Rabbeinu Chaylet Shnei Batim. Tosfos understood there's no need to be Chaylet Shnei Batim. And the Ritva says one can learn Pshat that it will not help to be Chaylet Shnei Batim. Only with the word one bias that helps chalitza. Two batim, you can't be chalitz both batim. So, the Tosfos isn't geiris this whole gemara. Ukroda layivne. Iyata. So Tosfos says the whole layivne is miyuta kedoshine beperi. Kamel enate kachlutzi mikoros alaf. Akert, the whole pasuk is coming to tell me something else. But, that there's no eishes och. There's no Eishusach on the Chalutze. There's only a love of Layivne. kol she'einai oyla liyibum einai oyla lachalitz. V'im toime v'arei cheresh v'chareshes da'einam oylam lachalitz. V'oylam liyibum k'da'oma b'peirik cheresh. So again, Taisvis we see was medame einai oyla lachalitz to einai oyla liyibum. And just like we say, kol she'einai oyla liyibum einai oyla lachalitz, so we say, who adin takel? Kol she einai oyla lachalitze, einai oyla liyibum. So memela satais yes tamer de kikash, and peirik cheresh it says, that a cheresh can make yibum, a cheresh cannot make chalitze. It says, v'omar v'omro, you need a mire, or you have to be a bar amire al kaponim, in order to make chalitze. A cheresh and a charshis are not b'nei amire, so they're not oyla lachalitze. Ba'af al pi kein da oyla liyibum. So Taisvis asks, lachayra, let us say, kol she'ein ne oyla lachalitze, ne oyla liyibum. V'yishloima da hosam b'nei chalitze ninu, ele de pumayu hu de koiv lohu. Amir de kelom de shetaritz, Taisvis says, that's not called oyla lachalitze. Be'etzim, in the chalit, the mitzvah of chalitza, they can't, pumay the koivlu, they have pain speaking, they can't say words. But that is not called einei oyla lechalitza. They're called b'nei chalitza, but b'poyla they can't make chalitza. Pumay the koivlu. There's a meirah de kikashe that Rabbi Keveger Mishnayis asks on the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Melochim, and he speaks about a melech. A melech is not choylitz and is not miyabim. That means if the brother of the melech died, so there's no, so he's the yavam, and he's choylitz and he's miyabim. So the Rambam in Per Beis Halacha Gimel Milchus Melachim says as follows: Ve'einai chaylitz shenema v'yolka b'fonot chalitza, she has to spit in front of him. B'zeh b'zoy, this is a b'zoy, to spit in front of the melech, that's a b'zoy. Va'afilu rotza, afilu he's maskim, ein shaymim loy shemelech shemochal al kavoydoy ein kavoydoy mochal. So that's why a melech does not make chalitza, because it's a he can make chalitza with a melech. So the Rambam feels this, v'hoyo v'einei chaylitz, einei miyabim. So since he can't make chalitza, he can't make yibum. Agavulche, Rashi in Sanhedrin says, the reason a melech can't make yibum, it's also a bezoyim. V'loy loy yazera. It's not called a zera, that's also called a bezoyim. You're using the melech as a echitimtze to, it's not called, the zera is not called the zera. So that's also a bizoy. That's what Rashi says. But the Rambam says, hoyo ve'einei chaylitz, einei miyabim. So since he's a la ba'chalitz, he's not einei miyabim. So Rabbi Keveger asks, what is this different than a cheresh? That means if Taisvis said alumdis, that a cheresh is called a bar yibum, or pumayu de koivlei, so lechayra melech would zicher be called, a cheresh called a bar chalitze, upamay de koivlei. So a melech we zicher kederdes. He's a bar chalitze, he can be mevazim. So zicher abchina upamayu de koivlei. So why is he called einei oyle liyibum? I mean, it's a merdik akasha. And the Rambam held this drosha. We see the Taisus drosha of kosher einei oyle lechalitze, einei oyle liyibum. Rambam held of this drasha, and afal pi kein we see that, and that's why a melech cannot be miyabim, but afal pi kein a cheresh could be miyabim. So we have to understand what's the difference. Ba'oi, and then the Gemara says another cheshbon. And you don't give yibum lechode and chlitza lechode shema yomru. That bias echad boni vechad cholitz and masad yoimrus and masad malitz. It might come out fakert. It might make chalitz and yibum. Then there'll be zayvul a yivne.
Because if this void is telling me that forget about the drushes, no, shalayimru is mishem gzeira loyaniach. I mean, so how could you be, if me ikaradin, the tzara also needs chalitza, so mishem shalayimru, you matter halashuk without anything. So if that is pshat, that in the bainish shteibatim there's no mitzvah of yibum by shteibatim, so why do you need a drosha dein chaylitz l'shneibatim? There's no mitzvah of yibum, there's no mitzvah of chalitza. Alam aloy. It's so the Gemara says that by Emerson we do need a posik to tell us that you're not miyab matzores elva. Why? Because matzores elva there's no two batim. The elva doesn't fall in yibum mengansin. So the only one that's falling in yibum is the tzores. So that's one bias. Sakadai tachmina elva avroi kaime. Hiksho harav rav yontev berav yitzchok. Akati tzora sora hichem ashkachas lo amir adike kasha. That means, if you'll say, the Gemara is saying that by emerson we could darshan, that ve'enei b'enei shtei batim, that means there's no mitzvah of yibum when there are two batim. That's pshat and posik. Now we ask the kasha, so why do you need a miut by tzoras elbe? So I said, you need a miut by tzoras elbe because the tzoras elbe is not too bad because only one bias is full. So fact, Rabbi Yonte, Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Adike Kasha, Akati tzoras sora eichim hashkachas lo. So how is it possible to have a tzoras sora? Why not? Sherei tzores elve eini yecholah linosi lo'achiv ha'sheni. All the time a tzores sore is that the tzores elve married the second brother, and to him she's not a tzores elve, and then his wife is a tzores sore. But over here, tzores elve eini yecholah linosi lo'achiv ha'sheni. Da asura lo'y midereise. The gabi di day elve lava voi kaima. Fractosus amura di kikasha. If we will assume that two women don't fall a yibum, so there's no case of tzoras sora. That means to the brother that there's an elve, so, tzoras elve, fine. So he can't be miyabma. To the brother that she's not an elve, so the two women. So two women don't fall the yibum bachlau. So how could you say that two women don't fall a yibum and I have a pasuk of a tzoras sora? It's impossible. You can't have such a thing. So Tosus answers no. It's shayach that the erve to one yovam is a chay v'yesa, a chay v'loisa v'esa. So it's very good that the elve to all the other brothers is a chai v'lavim v'eser, for example. It's a chai v'lavim v'eser. So memele it's a chai v'lavim v'eser, so she doesn't fall the yibum to the other brothers because she's avroi, there's no mitzvah yibum. So I don't have the drosha of any boynish teibatim, because here there's no mitzvah to be boynish teib. There's no teibatim to be boynish. The chayvi lavim ve'ese is a lav bas binyim, and there's no issur of tzoras elve either because she's not an elve. So memela, so if she's a chayvi lavim, if the elve is a chayvi lavim ve'ese. So then the brother could be miyam de tzore, and then we'll have a tzir of a tzores tzore. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Hamarzer grushosai. A person
was Megarish his wife. She got married to someone else. She got Giget from that person, and now he's remarrying his Grusha. Amar ze Grushosu. Or v'hanoisei chalutzosu. A person is noisei, the woman he gave chalitza to. Or v'hanoisei kroivas chalutzosu. Or a person is marrying the kroiva of his chalutza, the sister of his chalutza, the mother of his chalutza. And all these three cases, yoitzi v'avlad mamza divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, he's not allowed to be with her, and the children they have are mamzerim. That means, let's say the first two, the third case, the Gemara has problems, but the first two cases is chai v'lavin, the share. It's a chai v'lavin of kuve, in Rabbi Kiva yoitzi mamza me chai v'lavin. So, Mamela, the first case, Yuchabala Rishin Lakafache Sheru Tamo, by in Chalutzosi, there's a Loivne. So, Mamela, so there's a Lav. So Kedushin is in Teufis Bechai Vilav and the share of Kurve. So, therefore, Yoitzi Vavlad Mamsa Divre Rabbi Kiva. Bechacham Imaimrim Ein Avlad Mamsa. The blood is not a Mamsa. Umoidim Binoisei kroivas grushosoi, but Yamoid, if a person marries kroivas grushosoi, that means the sister of his wife, which she was Megarish, or the mother of the wife was Megarish, Shavlad Mamza. They're moide that the Vlad is a Mamza, because there it's Chayve Krisus. Chomem Amoide that Yesh Mamza Mechayve Krisus. Let us see Rashi. Hamarzir grushosoi mishenisais. Banoisei es chalutzosoi. Dekaime olov belav. Deshuvlo yivne. There's a lav. Banoisei es kreivas chalutzosoi. Lekamen boilom bigmore a kreivas chalutzosoi lav diraisei. A kreiva of a chalutzos only at the rabbonon. Hakad of lav be a mamza according to Rabbi Kiva. Yoitzi vavlad mamzer, de sova Rabbi Kiva yesh mamzer mechai velav. Kroivas gerushosoi, de gerushosoi ke ishtoi. Vaachoiso, even though she's nizgarish, she is a din of ishtoi. Vaachoiso, oi imo, chai vekrisis nino legabei. So therefore, the vlad is a mamzer. So let us see the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, V'sova Rabbi Kiva, Hanoisei kroivas chalutzosei havlad mamzer? Rabbi Kiva holds that the vlad is a mamzer, kroivas chalutzosei. V'omar ish lokish kan shona rebi, achois gerusha midivrei teure, achois chalutz midivrei seifrem. The whole is a kroivis by chalutz is only ad rabbonim. So the Gemara answers, Tnu kreivas gerushosai. You have to be geiris, not kreivas chalutzosai, kreivas gerushosai, which is chayve krisus. So the Gemara says, Ochi nami mistavre. It's mistavre take, but that's how you have to be geiris in the Mishnah. Diktoni seife, umoidim, chachomim amoide, binoisei kreivas grushosoi, shavlad mamsa. Is iamrit vishloima airibo, if you'll say that Rabbi Kiva was speaking about noisei kreivas grushosoi, hainu diktomi umoide. That means you said three aloches. Noisei marze grushosoi, noisei chalutzosoi, and anoisei kreivas grushos. So, the first two we disagree, but the third we made it to you, so it's very good. So that's the Zodosh Namishna, chomim ein avlad mamza, and the first two, umaydim, but the third thing you said, anoisei kreivas grushos, again we agree with you, that's chayve krisus, avlad mamza, ein adiktoni umaydim. Eloi amrit layayribo, but if you'll say that Rabbi Kiva Bechlau is not speaking about kreivas grushosei, he's speaking about kreivas chalutzosei. So, all of a sudden, the chomim say, umoidim, and they're moide the Kreivas Gerushos, who you made it to, who's speaking about Kreivas Gerushos? So we see, Taka, that's the correct Girsa. You have to be Goyris that Rabbi Kiva asked Kreivas Gerushos in that they made it. Rabbi Kiva said, there's Mamza from Kreivas Gerushos and Chamama made it. So the Gemara says, that's not Muchach. Could be Rabbi Kiva speaking about Kreivas Chalutzos. Vidilme hoke mashmalon the yesh mamza mechaive krisus. That's shot. Umaydim, that means we had here a whole Mishnah, there's mamzeres by chaive labim, according to Rabbi Kiva. And then the Mishnah says, but the Chachomim say, from chaive krisus there's mamzeres. I'm not going on the Rabbi Kiva. You said from chaive labim. Umaydim, mamzeres by chaive krisus. But it's not Muchach that Rabbi Kiva was also speaking about it. So the Gemara says, to tell us that the Chachamim hold that his mamzeres from Chai Krisis, hoktoni lo lekamon, eze mamzer, kol sher bosu shuba lo yovi divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says mamzeres is from Chai Vilavim, it's Chai Vilavim the sher. Rabbi Shimon Atimoni oime kol shechayovin olav koris bidei shemayim valochi kedvorot. So Memela, so we know the Shita of the Chachomim that is Bamzeres from Chai Krisis. So if Rabbi Kiva Bechlal didn't speak about it, so why do we have to speak about it in this mission? So the Gemara says that's no kasha. Bedilme kososim lontanik Rabbi Shimon HaTimoni. The Tana wants to say a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon HaTimoni. So that's why he says a moidim. That the Moide Benaisi Krebis Rishos is Shavlad Mam. So let's make a Stam Mishnah. In Cain, so the Gemara says, if you'll tell me that Rabbi Kiva didn't speak about Krebis Rishos, you chaylik on my gears I wanted to make. And this Mishnah, Umoidim Chachomim, Umoidim Benaisi Krebis Rishos, Shavlad Mamza is coming to tell us that Rebbe was Sosim like Shimon HaTimoni. If that's the case, im kein listening Shachai v'krisa, so why do you speak about a certain type of an erve? Kroivas Grushosai, his wife's mother, his wife's sister. Achmiyan, tell us that Chai v'krisa is Mamzer. Say, Omeidem, Chai v'krisa. Why do you have to speak about it as a certain type of an erve if the whole mechuban is to tell us that yesh mamze mechai v'krisus? Elish mamin la'ayribos, it's a ray I'm right. Because that's mamze telling us. Because Rabbi Kiva said to Yalochis, this mamze is mechai v'lav and desher, and also from marze grushos, kreves grushosoy. And they said, oh, the first two things we disagree. But the third thing, we agree. So the Gemara says, V'dilme loy ayribo. No, it's not, I'm not convinced yet. It could be loy ayribo. Aidi de tone marze grushosoy, v'noise chalutzosoy, ukrevas chalutzosoy. Rabbi Kiva was talking about Marze Grushosai. Neisei Chalutzosai, Kreivas Chalutzosai. Is Toninami Kreivas Grushosai. That means, in these three things they said, these combinations, Marze Grushosai, Kreivas Chalutzosai, this were Cholak on you. But Kreivas Grushosai, that means if you'll make a different combination, it's Kreivas Grushosai, then we made it to you, but could be Rabbi Kiva Bechlal did not mention Kreivas Grushosai. Rabbi Kiva only spoke about Kreivas Chalutzosai, and the Maidim is no kasha. So the Gemara says, Ela Kreivas, so the Maidim said, there's no raya that Rabbi Kiva was speaking about Kreivas Grushosai. Ela. Kreivas Chalutzosai Rabbi Kiva Havi Mamza. So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Kiva holds Kreivas Chalutzosai Havi Mamza. So where is the Amar Rabbi Chiya Barab Amar Rabbi Yochanan Haino Taima the Rabbi Kiva the Amar Kro Beis Chalutz Hanau HaKosav Korei Beisoi Amar Adi Kezach that that's him by Chalitza we consider Keilu Kontza Vigirsha that the Torah calls it a bias. So a bias means it was a knis and a geirishin. So Rabbi Kiva, so if it's based, so it's a memela, so all the kroivim are also in a tair. Let us see Rashi. Eima kroivas gerushosoi. Chabonon amachzer gerushosoi v'noisei chalutzosoi pligi. The only chaylik on the first two. V'dul mahoke mashmon diyesh mamza mechai v'krisis. Bochikom, afal gav de pligi rabbonon bechai v'ilav, but mein bechai v'krisi shav lad mamsa. Bedil malo ilom lo yairibo, u de kamret lashmi inon shah chai v'krisi, haidi de ton ereshe, marze grushosei, v'noise chalutzosei, u kreivas chalutzosei, u pligi rabbonon olei, so this combination, kreivas chalutzosei, marze grushosei, They chaylik tanenami umoidem bekroivas grushos. Well, you have a different combination, kroivas grushosoi, and the moidem abo kroivas chalutzosoi. Chanami drabe kivavi mamza. Akosav korei beisoi veleslei stame de masnisen bereish pilkin. Tektoni achaylis liyevimtoi venosa ochiv es achayso. Umeis chaylatzes. The Gemara, we had before a Mishnah, that if a person gave chalitza liyevimtoi, v'nosa ochiv es achoiso, the brother married the sister, is chalitzas. So there's a din chalitza, that means she's not an erve. Rabbi Kiva, p'tur elegamri, according to Rabbi Kiva, since it's a bias, so it's called achois ishto. Let us see Toysvis. V'dulme kososim lontamne kishimen ha-teimoni. Teimo. So Toysvis asks, if the whole mechuvan is to tell us he paskan with kishimen ha-teimoni, the stam v'achar kach machloikasi. It's a stam v'achar kach machloikas. The chai gavne por peik yesh noichlen. V'chi toime kososim lontamne kab yechnen ben breuke, stam v'achar kach machloikasi. V'yesh loime den hei den choshiv stam, Bekomokim choshev kerabim lagabi yochi kedefrishis lel. We had this thesis ready before. That means that there is a mile in the stam. It's kerabim lagabi yochi. If a person wants to be machia for kelten rabbeinu kodesh, he also could. But afal pikein, it means something. That means the first kash, stambachkach machlekes, is not kefelach because stambachkach machlekes also is a chshivis of a rabbin legabi yochid. Im kein lashminin shah chai vekrisis. Hakati v'motzla mifrech toninin. I learned it already. The stam, the sosam lantan, I have a stamish already. The sosam lantan, the kebose, bekdushin, bepeiriko. Omar, Rav Yosef, Omar, Rav Shimon, berebi. Hakel moidim, bemarzig rishosoi, shavlat, pogum lekohune. That everyone is moide by marzig rishosoi, if a person is bo, which is a chai ve'ilavim, is a vlad pogum lekunim. So what does Rashi say? Shavlad pogum ve'im yolda bas psula lekuhune kechalole. He's coming to tell us that even though she's a chai ve'ilavim, a person is this is not chai ve'ilavim the kuhune. So she's a poshet a chai ve'ilavim. Afal pikein, if a daughter will be born, avlad pogum lekohune. So Rashi is saying that the lashon of the Gemara is lavdafka, not avlad, but if he's a zocher, there's no There's no problem. We're talking about a Zocha Yisrael, there's no problem. Avlat Pogum Lakune means if a bas was born, she sees Pogum Lakune, she's like a Chalola. That's me, they bring from the Ramban, that the Ramban holds, that even if a Zocha will be born, and that Zocha will have a daughter, so the daughter is Pogum Lakune. That is the Shitas HaRamban. Al Kaponim, Shavlad Pogum Lakune. Man Hakel Moide. Who is the Hakel Moide? Shimon HaTeimoni. The Av Al Gav, the Omer Shimon HaTeimoni, Ein Mamzer Mechai Velav. Shimon HaTeimoni said that from Chai Velavin there's no Mamzer. Hey, the Mamzer Lehavi, Pogum Miyahavi. Even though it's not a Mamzer, but it's a Pogum. How do we figure out that the child is a pogum? Mikal v'chayme mi'almonim. Uma almon l'koyin godu sheini suri shava bakayu. Almon l'koyin godu is only isure kohune. Only a koyin godu is muzer an almone. V'af al pikein b'no pogum. The child is a chalole. Zu shei sure shove bakel, marzigrushosai, which is an iser that shove bakel. Everyone is mitzuve marzigrushosai. Eine dinsheb na pogum, savade gewiz, the child is pogum lakuna kalbachem von amanu lakain godu. So the Gemara says, ikala mitrach, mala almone, shekein hi atzma mischaleles. I have a few pichas on this kalbachem. That an almone that is nibble from a koyin godel, she becomes a chalole. A marze grushosoi, that's nival. The grushosoi that's nival from the previous husband, she doesn't become a chalo. So memele, so we see that marze grushosoi is killed than almone le koyin godel. Among the kain godel passels the nivellas, and marzig rishosai does not passel the nivellas. Melissa could be legabi the child also. It's kill. V'oi, kasha number two, I have a drosha by marzig rishosai. It says, toyeva he, so we darshan he toyeva, ksiv eva ne toyeva. The children do not become misuiv. In other words, the children don't become kumi. V'oi, Kasha number three, Tanya, we learned a baraisa, a mazagrushosai, vanoise chalutzosai, vanoise krevis chalutzosai, Rabbi Kiva, ima ein lobo kedushin, the kedushin is in typhus. It's Rabbi Kiva lashitosai, that chayvelam the sheikh kedushin is in typhus. The ein, atri chaymen o get, and she doesn't need a get, the kedushin is in typhus, she don't need a get. Vehi psula, uvlad apostle, the kaif and oise lahitzi, and he has to get rid of her. Vachachomi maimre, yesh loi bo kedushin, utzricha imenu get, kedushin is taifis, chai vilab, and therefore you need a get. Vehi ksheira, Uvlada kosher, and the vlad is kosher. So we have over here, the chilkim on Rabbi Kiva, that's Rabbi Shimon HaTeimoni, holds that if a person is boil marzeg rishosoi, the vlad is kosher. Not the way you said vlada pogum. Leman, now what is that vlada kosher? Lav lekohune. Mishpama means vlada kosher lekohune. So not the way you said the vlad is not kosher lekohune. So the Gemara says, loy lekol. Now you're learning wrong pshat in the Baraisa. Vlada kosher lekol. It's not a mamza. Rabbi Kiva said that the vlad is a mamza. So the Chachamim say, vlada kosher, it's not a mamza. So the Gemara says, ihochi, if kosher means lekol, so let's see, what does it say before? Hiksheira uvlada ksheira. Now what does hiksheira mean? Hiksheira leman ileima lekol, that she's kosher lekol, pshita, mishum dezanya ifsala lekol, that's poshut that she's kosher lekol. You have to tell me that if she was over lav, she becomes nifsala lekol. Ela lav lekune. So it means to say that she is kosher lekune. I mean, the hi lekune is vlodanami lekune. So again, so we have a kasha, which we see that's not vlados pogo. So the Gemara says, midi irye, that's a raye. Hokedi ise, vokedi ise. That means that what the Chachamim said, hik sheira vlodok sheira, can be translated in two different efanim. Hik sheira likohune, uvlodok sheira likol, but could be sakapogum likohune. So it's not an opthagami. Hachinami mistarvan, I'll prove it to you, that the he and the vloder are not speaking about the same type of heter. Diktoni reisha, what does Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva says, by Marzig Rishose, Rabbi Kiva says, hipsula uvloda psula, hipsula uvloda psula, hipsula laman. Now, she is possible, according to Rabbi Kiva, laman, ilayma lakol, Mishum Dizanya Ifsalay Lako, since she was Mizana, she was Eva Alav Marzig Rishos, she was Eva Alav, she becomes Posa Lako. El Alav Likahune. So Hipsula means Likune. Uvlada Posa. Now it says, Rabbi Kivi says, the Vlad is Posa. Lima. Who is the Vlad Posa? Ilema Likuna, Lako Kosher. Homer Rabbi Kiva Vlad Mamza. Elabshita Lako. So just like by the heap sula uvlada apostle, so pshat is she is apostle likohune in the vlad is apostle likol. So memele the sefer we could also learn like that. He ksheira likohune uvlada ksheira likol. That's all. It could be thak apostle likohune. So Mamela, the third kasha you had asked, you wanted to shlug up Rab Shimon Berebi from a Baraisa that the Chachamim say Vloda kasha. I wish to disagree with you. Vloda kasha means Lakol, not Lakon. That was the last kasha. Now you asked the middle kasha. You said, how could I say that a Vlad Marzig Rishose is posel lekune, is pogum lekune? It says, he toy eva v'ein vlado toy eva v'ein vlado toy eva. So it seems that nothing's wrong with the child. So that's also no kasha. V'hi toy eva nami, the kedarshan like this, he tayeva ve'ein tzarosa tayeva. The he is memayit, not the blood, the tzore. Avo baneo tayeva. So finished. So memele, so this kasha is also not shver. El almoni kasha, but the first kasha is shver. You asked a kasha, mal almoni shekein hi atzmo mischalelis. That was a good kasha. You made a kalvachayma, the madachamon alakoyin godel. That's a lav sheni shova bakil. Afal pikei, the vlad is a cholo. So marzig rishosi, that's a vlad a shova bakil. The vlad should zicha be posel lakun, pagan lakun. So the masa rapir, malamon ishkini atzma mischalelis. Fakad, you're telling me that marzig rishosi is mochama. I'll prove to you that amon alakoyin godel is mochama. Mala monoka in godo, shekeni yatma mischalelas, toime bemarzig rishosa. So the Gemara says, Eli itma, ochi itma. Oma Rab Yosef, Oma Rab Shimon Berebi. Hakel moidim bebo alchaive krisis shehavlat pogum. Not according to Shimon HaTemoni. According to Shimon HaTemoni, you can't prove it. Not when, because we can't prove that Chayve Lav in the Vlad is Pogim, because he ain't a Mischalelas. Hakel Moidim Bebal Chayve Krisu Shavlad Pogim. That everyone is Moidim that Abal Chayve Krisu that the Vlad is Pogim Lakune. Man Hakel Moidim Tab Yeshua. The Aval Gav Domer Rabbi Yeshua ein mamzer mechayve krisis. Even though Rabbi Yeshua holds ein mamzer mechayve krisis, because Mamzeres is only according to Rabbi Yeshua from Chayvim Mrs. Bezdin. Nei, the Mamzelei Havi, Pogum Miyei Havi. And this I know, Mikavochayma Miyalmon. This I know, Kavochayma from another kind of God. Ma, so I learn out that I, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Avlad Chayvim Krisis is Pogum Lakuna. Uma alman lekayin gadol she'eni sura shava bakel bna pogum zu she'i sura shava bakel chayve krisis ein idin she bna pogum v'chitayim amal alman she'keini atzma mischalels al yaleska pilche and alman becomes mechulu es achinami kivin shabola se zayna shin she's a chayve krisis. So Mamela, she also becomes Mischalo, the Nivellas, because Abiyas Chayve Krisus makes her for a Zayin. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shehavlat Pogum, Yavim Yolda Bas Psula Lakuna Kachalola, Shekeini Atzma Mischalelas, Sheimeis Koyin Godu, Asura Afulu Lakoyin Hedyet, by an amonula koyin godu, that she becomes a halola, for the koyin godu will die. To receive lo yechalel zaroi, vlo yksiv, vlo yachel, one lamed, it says two lameds, umashme beis chilulim, echod lo, ve echod le zaroi. Vachim meforish bekdushin. So from here we learn that a chayv ilavim de kune, the nivellus also becomes nischalo mikune. Oi, that's one type of chilul. Oi in bas koyini is poslo minatrume. She's mechulo minakune minatrume. Kedama bemechiltnu lakama. Toima bemachze grushoso isheini yatsva mischalelos. Dile mifsula lakoyin loy mifsula bahay chazod op. Psula v'kaimo mishas gerishin. A marzi grushosi doesn't become also lakune because of marzi grushosi. She's a grusha. Vile trume le mitzre bohochi kedama perkamon lakayin godu that you need azor etzro mi ikoro to pasul ha mi trume. A marzi grushosi mishni says ein le bo kdushin de ksober abekive en kdushin toibsin b'chai bilav. Vehi psula lakayin the Zaynehi, Uvlada Apostle, Mamzahu. So by Rabbi Kiva, we darshan that Rabbi Kiva, he means, she's Psula Lekoyin. The Vlad is Apostle Lekol. The Manktoni Vlad Lekol Shalav Lekuna. Okadisa, Okadisa, Ikshayra Lekuna, Vlad Ikshayra Lavi Bekol, Av Lekuna Pog. And I mean, Mistavra, Okadisa, Okadisa, because in Rabbi Kiv Yosef to say this, he psula lakuna and the blood is posul the coat. Vihi tayeva the kopachas, he tayeva bene tayevim, they tay the kochi, ala hi tayeva vein sarosa tayeva, the yosel yibum ela mishabemes. So the Gemara says, ein hanami, according to Rabbi Shimon Ateimoni, you cannot make the kalvachim, because they have a pich on the kalvachim. Mala monol kain godosh ken hi atzma mischalelis. No, the kalbo chayim we can make according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Omer b'mas nisin ein mamzer elu mechai v'misis. So the mele, we can say, so even though it's not a mamzer, but the vlad is posel lakune. Aso zoino u posel lakune. Avolel gabi mars de grushosi lekelish nu yehochi that what, and she becomes a zoino. Tama b'peka monol kain godo lakamon. The aim and evil of the apostle of Marza Grusho, so, Mishani is a etzlo mi ikora beinen. So, my mele, so by a chai ve laven, that's not a zor etzlo mi ikora, that's not from Sulekol, so there it doesn't passel her likahune.